So what about your problem, Sully John?
Sully came back from the Ville in Dong Ha to the alley beside the funeral parlor in New York, but slowly. Some memories were like the tar baby and that old story about Brer Fox and Brer Rabbit. You got stuck on them. I guess it all depends. What problem did I say I had?
You said you got your balls blown off when they hit us outside the Ville. You said it was God punishing you for not stopping Malenfant before he went all dinky-dow and killed the old lady.
Dinky-dow didn't begin to cover it. Malenfant standing with his legs planted on either side of the old lady, bringing the bayonet down and still running his mouth the whole time when the blood started to come out. It made her orange top look like tie-dye.
I exaggerated a trifle, Sully said, as drunks tend to do. Part of the old scrotal sac is still present and accounted for, and sometimes the pump still turns on, especially since Viagra. God bless that shit. Have you quit the booze as well as the cigarettes?
I take the occasional beer, Sully said.
Prozac?
Not yet.
Divorced? Sully nodded.
You?
Twice.
Thinking about taking the plunge again, though. Marry Teresa Carlton. How sweet she is.
Third time lucky, that's my motto.
You know something, Lute?
Sully asked.
We've uncovered some clear legacies of the Vietnam experience here.
He popped up a finger.
Vietnam vets get cancer, usually of the lung or the brain, but other places too.
Like PAGS. PAGS was a pancreas, wasn't it?
Right.
All that cancer's because of the orange, Diefenbaker said. Nobody can prove it, but we all know it. Agent Orange, the gift that keeps on giving.
Sully popped up a second finger. Your fuck finger, Ronnie Malenfant would undoubtedly have called it. Vietnam vets get depressed. Get drunk at parties, threaten to jump off national landmarks.
Out with the third finger.
Vietnam vets have bad teeth.
Pinky finger.
Vietnam vets get divorced.
Sully had paused at that point, vaguely hearing canned organ music coming through a partially open window, looking at his four popped fingers and then at the thumb, still tucked against his palm. Vets were drug addicts. Vets were bad loan risks, by and large. Any bank officer would tell you so. In the years when Sully had been getting the dealership up and running, a number of bankers had told him so.
Vets maxed out their credit cards, got thrown out of gambling casinos, wept over songs by George Strait and Patti Loveless. Knifed each other over shuffleboard bowling games in bars, bought muscle cars on credit, and then wrecked them, beat their wives, beat their kids, beat their fucking dogs, and probably cut themselves shaving more often than people who had never been closer to the green than Apocalypse Now or that fucking piece of shit, the Deer Hunter.
"What's the thumb?" Diefenbaker asked. "Come on, Sully, you're killing me here."